You ever have a Freudian slip or a foot in mouth sort of moment? It's 99.7 DJX. Famously, I know you told your story about the cockpit.
Right.
Sort of thing. You were just trying
to. First year in radio, I was doing the story and it's supposed to say cockpit. I said cockpick, and my partner at the time wouldn't let it go. Is that a new grooming device we don't know about?
Yeah. Mine's a bit worse, dropping the F-bomb on the air when I thought we were not on the air.
Uh-huh.
And our consultant heard, our ops manager, our VP of programming, like everybody.
We had a meeting later that day, and they had set it to a disco beat.
That's right. But this is a setting the bar story because Tony is feeling probably like she wants to crawl under a rock and live there forever.
She's just trying to sell some wigs on QVC.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without having a wild, not safe for work slip of the tongue when you're just trying to say blow out on national TV, then you're doing okay. This is QVC host Tony Bratton.
She's selling wigs.
She is selling wigs. It's like salon select wig.
Looks like that you've got a blowout from the salon. That's what she's trying to say.
Again, it looks like you went and got a at your blowout.
Yeah, she didn't say out. We'll say that.
No.
At your salon.
And her back is facing the camera because she's showing the back of her hair.
She's showing the back of the wig.
And she is trying.
You'll hear under her breath, oh my God.
Right there. Right there.
She knows.
She was just trying to say
she
a blowout.
She knows that just was out loud on camera and everybody heard it.
Oh my God. And it looks beautiful.
And her partner jumps in there. Her
She's
partner, Terry.
To come in with the save.
All right, so here's what's happening today. We're having a huge beauty sale.
Meanwhile, and Tony has sunk
she
down.
She literally, you see on camera, her just kneel down and like, I want to disappear and I'm disappearing physically.
Right, yep.
Everything ships to you for free, but that goes away at the end of the day. I will remind you that this is a one-time only price.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's all starting to fall apart at this point.
QVC themselves reposted this and
like,
said, hey, fam, how we doing? How we doing? I mean, they owned up to it. This is the probably advertisement for QVC that
they probably had to sell out of those wigs because everybody wants that, right?
Oh, and I saw so many people posting like memes of that going, how's my new blow blank looking?
Yep. 1,000% and a million people reenacting it. It's fantastic.
Again, it looks like you went and got a
that's not what she immediate. It's like the words, she could almost see the words tumbling out of her mouth and immediately wanted to take it back, but then
you gotta plow on.
It's
live.
It's live. You can't take the word and shove it back in your mouth.
Well, I am just going to the wrong hair salon.
I probably shouldn't have said that either.
This is true. If you want to see the awkwardness go down, WDJX.com, or just open any sort of social media app, because it's there.
It's so innocent. Like, she's just trying to show this is like a fresh from the salon look. That was her aim. That's what she's trying to convey.
Tony knows.
And it just went so
she knows.
Off the rails.
She knows. All right, so I want to hear your best foot and mouth moments, okay?
That's going to go down in the Hall of Fame of
for QVC, for sure.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah. All right, 502.
Live TV gaffes.
795-1997 is our number. Best foot and mouth moments. 100% you're not going to beat Tony's.
No. Again, it looks like you went and got a at your blowout.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And she's living in it. Yep. Like, she's walking. She's doing interviews. Like, she knows. She's having some fun with it.
Sometimes you just got to own it.
Innocent mistake.
All right. We'll hear your story coming up.